So, first of all, let me know what how the city was able to respond to this gargantuan weather we had. That was really quite a situation.
Yeah, the storms swept through early Sunday morning and left plenty of damage in its wake. We had 6,800 utility customers without power. And I'd like to take this opportunity to publicly thank our many city employees who worked so hard, tirelessly, really, to restore essential services to our residents. The utility linemen just went way out and above. They, as soon as the first power outages hit at, you know, like 3 a.m., they were out there. Yep. And they were working in the dark, in the rain, trying to get people back online.
Well, and it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing. And it's,
exactly.
You know, Brian had the same problem, so they were needing to take care of their customers as well. But this is something that, in a lot of areas where the cities work together, and that's
exactly.
That's it.
And our public works staff deserves equal credit. And so the city council and I extend our appreciation to the dedicated employees of Traffic Signal Division, our Sanitation Division, and our Street Maintenance Division. Thanks for all they did and continue to do.
Well, and they're going to have, and this is going to go on for weeks, obviously, because people lost trees. You're going to have to get the trees cut down. Got to get the ground dry enough to get in there and get equipment to pick things up. It's going to be with us
for
a little while.
Yeah, and even our parks and recreation staff is performing cleanup and repairs at some of the parks.
Got to do it. That's what happens. But apparently the sewer system able to take all the water. I didn't see that it backed up too many places, did it?
A couple of places it went over the manhole. We lost power at substations 2 and 3.
Okay.
And probably Emerald Forest was hit harder than any subdivision.
In the city, yeah.
Yeah, but the longest to be without power was probably Foxfire. Okay. They might have been without it for about 11 hours.
I can relate. Yeah. But again, fortunately, it wasn't 110 degrees outside. So,
It was 60, you know, 80 mile an hour winds.
That was,
And cold.
And probably a good thing that it happened at 3 in the morning. You know, people weren't out. If people had been out, that would have been a different situation. And traffic was, would have been snarled.
But there were some fires, and our police were out as well.
Yeah. Yep. So let's get over that and move on. So things pretty much just as is until we get the new city manager online?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. I mean, we're still continuing to do the daily work at the city, but in terms of big initiatives, we've kind of held off until the new city manager gets on board, which would be November 4th.
Right. We had him had Kelly on a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about that. I'm sure he's looking over the – yeah, it's interesting. He comes from a very unusual perspective in that he helped develop the development plans for both cities. I mean, because he was out of the government for a while, and he was working with Brian, and he was part of the UDO team in College Station. So he does really come in from a developmental standpoint with an interesting perspective.
He does, indeed. And also economic development. He's done quite a bit in the Seabrook area.
Yeah, that's obviously something that he's excited about. Well, anything else you want to tell us about today?
Well, early voting starts Monday, October 21st, for the November 5th elections. Everything you need to know is at cstx.gov/elections. That'll tell you polling places, polling times, all of that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, encourage everyone to go vote.
Be a good idea if you did that. That way you
can say something when, you know, things go wrong. You can say,
I didn't vote
for that, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for being with us this morning.